When we hear the words international treaty, we tend to think about grand agreements, the kind that govern how nations treat one another or conduct trade or even go to war. But this next story is about how an international treaty can help bring some children home across the U.S.-Mexico border. Our friend Alina Simone reports from Weslaco, Texas.
5 years ago, on Valentine's Day, Carmen Avendano's husband told her he was taking their three kids to the mall to get her son some sneakers. Instead, he drove them across the bridge to Mexico, about a half hour away from their home in La Jolla, Texas. Carmen says her husband had been abusive, even violent, for years, but it was only at this point that she called the police for help, a big deal for someone who's undocumented.
Yo hablé a la policía para decirle que se habían llevado a mis
Carmen
hijos
says the police told her he's the father, he can take them wherever he wants, they couldn't do anything. So she went to the Mexican consulate.
Fui al consulado mexicano para pedir ayuda. Me dijeron que
who told her there was nothing they could do, that it wasn't a kidnapping, and it would be better if she just returned to Mexico and tracked down her husband there. Then Carmen sought out Pamela Brown, an attorney at Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid. Pamela worked with domestic violence victims, most of them undocumented, from Mexico. What she discovered was some abusers use the border as a weapon.
The real blow is taking the children. That's worth any of the bruising and pain, and literally the worst pain is the taking of the children. And the perpetrators know that. And so at that instance, that's when the person goes to the police and then doesn't find help. And that's a tragedy.
Pamela had her first brush with this in 2001 when a woman came to her for help. Her husband had taken their daughter to Mexico. She learned there was a name for these kind of clients, left-behind parents, but no straightforward remedy. So Pamela did some research and discovered a treaty that had rarely been invoked in Texas, the Hague Convention on the Civil Aspects of International Child Abduction.
The treaty is very basic. One parent cannot take children across borders without the consent of the other parent with the intention of changing the residence of the child to the other country.
Both Mexico and the U.S. were signatories to the convention, but no one in Texas really knew how to use it. So Pamela brought together lawyers, judges, and law enforcement officials from both sides of the border. At first, she figured she could handle the cases from Texas herself.
And I remember telling Pam, look, Pam, you're going to need a Mexican attorney to do this.
That's Mariano Nunez, a lawyer from across the border in Monterrey. They've been working together on these cases now for 15 years. Including Carmen's case. Her husband had taken the children to Monterrey, where he tried to establish custody. He went to court in Mexico, claiming the family had been living there all along. He said Carmen was the one who had left them for the U.S. But the judge already knew about the Hague Convention from hearing some of Pamela's earlier cases. She asked to speak to Carmen's kids.
No era posible que continuara con usted.
The father's defense unraveled, and the judge ended up ruling in Carmen's favor. All of this took time, though. Carmen's youngest children had to spend 2 months in a government shelter. It was harrowing for everyone.
Yo creo que cuando no tenía mis hijos, yo sentía que no era nadie que...
When this first happened, Carmen says, and I didn't have my children, I felt like no one. I just wasn't there because all my life I had never separated from them. And so when I got them back, she says, I knew I had to rededicate myself to them. And I say that even though this is something that's really marked them and affected them, that it's not a reason to be unhappy. So how are they doing now, 5 years later? It's complicated.
Paul, el mayor, he tenido muchos problemas con él.
Carmen tells me her oldest, Paul, was the most affected. Before his father took him to Mexico, Paul was a straight-A student. After, it became a struggle just to keep him in school. But Carmen's daughter is getting ready for college. She wants to study engineering. And her younger son is enjoying Xbox and basketball and other 9-year-old stuff. And last month, Carmen finally got her green card, a process Pamela helped set in motion. Pamela and Mariano have now helped return more than 60 children to their homes on both sides of the border, and other states are turning to Pamela for help invoking the convention now. You could almost call it a mini Hague in the heart of the Rio Grande Valley. For The World, this is Alina Simone from Weslaco, Texas.
You are with The World.